And here we are into tonight's Alpha Float, which features a couple of tracks and an interview with the great jazz vocalist Jimmy Scott. As I mentioned, he was live in the Kansai a wee while back, and at that time we managed to meet him just after his sound check and just before the Kyoto show. Here he is with one called Another Side of Me.
There's another side of me I try to hide. There's another side of me that sits and cries. There's another side to all I say to you. The way I rearrange this life I leave for two. I was always tough, folks say I had no heart. I'll maintain this role, or they'll think I fell apart. I refuse to bear my soul for all to see. I can't let them know there's another side of me. I hate to see a leaf turn brown, fall from a tree. A drunk that's lying on the ground, this bothers me. The sun go down in the evening, rain increase its fall. Hungry children, ragged clothes, leave me confused, upset appalled. I must never let them know I feel this way, or it's open season on midnight. All the beast I show in me is what I wish them to see. I can't let them know there's another side of me.
Well, hello and welcome, and many thanks for giving us the time on Moonlight Walk to Jimmy Scott.
Highly my pleasure.
Thank you. Jimmy, you're now, 75?
Yes.
And still performing as beautifully as ever. What's the secret?
Well, I guess when you get old, you do something good, huh? Well, I'd never give it up. So there's really no secret to it. Take care of yourself. And I've always had a single saying, age is nothing but a number.
Age is nothing but a number, lovely.
Yeah.
You've been singing since you were, 11 or something?
Well, even earlier, you know, in the family, around the family, and at churches, and activity in school also. Because actually where the entertainment part started, or my interest began, I was in high school. And our dramatics teacher, well, she was really an art teacher, and she had a flair for dramatics. And she would have us do plays, you know, and she'd always say, come, boy, you sing the song.
And that's how it started.
Yeah.
Amazing. I read in an interview that you try to be as faithful as possible to the songs you perform. Tell us a bit about your phrasing and emotion.
Well, it all comes, too, from what the words project thought-wise. Because I've always felt that if a writer writes a story, then it should be told properly. And that's part of the training that I got when I was younger, is that either express it properly or not at all. So I guess over the years, became a habit of just expressing that way, which causes to have that delayed phrasing, you know?
Do you have a favorite songwriter?
Not necessarily.
Not really?
You know, music is music, and there's so many writers out there that are projecting such great songs.
Yeah.
In fact, the older writers, they dealt more writing about just general life.
Yeah.
Today it's more gimmick writing, you know.
And what about vocalists? Who would you have been influenced by as a vocalist?
Well, actually, there was a great orator, Paul Robertson.
Ah.
He's the first one to make me understand what it was to take the words and express them.
Right, right.
He told a story to me better than anybody when he did a song. He'd say, "Go down, Moses." It was like he was demanding Moses to go down and let the people go, you know. So from that, I always paid attention to what he would do. Then when he got into the operatics and things like that, it was interesting how he took it to such a level.
Jimmy, you're about to go on stage here at Theatre Senihaku. How are you feeling about tonight's gig, and how do you find the Japanese audience?
Oh, they're wonderful.
Very attentive.
I've said it many times. If the people in the States wanted to ever learn about respect, it's the place for it to learn.
Mm-hmm.
They have such a beautiful way of respecting, and along with it, such warm hospitality. We're lucky to have it, or be able to, you know, affiliate with it, you know.
What do you think are your best memories from over your career, musically speaking? I believe you sang at President Eisenhower's inauguration.
Then the last one that I attended and performed for was the Clinton.
Oh, him as well?
Yes. And it was a wonderful thing to see. You know, along with performing there.
Sure. Yeah.
It was many things that projected interestingly, you know?
What kind of advice would you give to a young singer starting out today?
Learn your craft. Learn it. Learn it in many ways. Things that weren't available. Information that was not available to us. And it took years to learn. And now that the entertainment has become such a big media in the country, it's time for youngsters to learn more about it and become a part of the industry and support it by their attention to the work, you know. But I'd say if you love what you do, practice it. Stay with it. Let nothing break you down. Because there is a place for them, you know. I mean, it's always something new. It's the greatest thing about life. Everything doesn't stay the same. So if they're seeking whatever they're seeking, if they learn their craft, project it, they'll receive from it, you know, in many ways, not just because of the musical or the flair of stardom and all of that. That's fine. But the important thing is knowing what you're doing out there and being sincere about what you do.
Jimmy, tell us a bit about the band you have with you tonight.
Yes, well, I got some fellas with me, the Jazz Expressions. I got them together, I think it was 89. And I was impressed that they were so into studying their music and learning to project it in the proper way. And many of the kids got gimmicks. These are musicians, and that makes it great.
They were on your
they
album.
They learned the music, see?
They were with you on the album Doesn't Love Me More?
Exactly.
Same band.
That's where I started it, actually. I produced that record to promote employment for us by having it, you know, something to keep the band going and the attention of the public, you know. So, but I never got a release until I came to Japan the last time.
Yeah.
And was able to meet the company that's, you know, they released it now. So actually the music is new because of the standard power. You know, most of the songs are all of the songs are original on that album.
Yeah.
written by someone in the band. And I think it shows a bit of the quality of each musician individually, because they partook in it, shared to make it a fairly good album.
It's a wonderful album, yeah. Yeah. Jimmy, you've also done an album called Holding Back the Years that covers more modern artists like Prince and Simply Red and people. Mm. How did that differ from the jazz and blues standards?
Well, I've always felt that there were many songs in the pop that could lay within a jazz form.
Yeah.
So letting the band loose and let them play jazz as they play, and then sing the melody and lyric within that form of background.
Yeah.
You see? And it worked.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's another wonderful album. Jimmy, you have to go on stage soon, so we're going to love you and leave you. Thanks and goodbye. Jimmy Scott, it's been an honor to talk with you, and thanks so much for your time.
Been my reward.
Thank you.
To meet her sooner or later.